number five, please. And we have an attended amendment to item number five, I believe. Is that correct, Supervisor Lipscomb?
A resolution supporting adoption and implementation of the Milwaukee River Greenway Master Plan for approximately 878 acres along the Milwaukee River from the former North Avenue Dam on the south end to Silver Spring Drive on the north end.
Ms. Brummett, would you state your full name, the organization you represent, so that our listening audience knows you're with us?
Hello, my name is Ann Brummett, and I'm the director of the Milwaukee River Greenway Coalition.
I'm Kevin Haley with the Parks Department, in case there's any questions relative to the plan.
Thank you. Thank you. Please, proceed.
I'm just here to express my support. I don't have the copy of the amendment, but I read through it yesterday, and so I think I have the gist of it, and I'm in support of it. Of an amendment that would express support rather than adoption. I think if that gives the county board the level of comfort in terms of any sort of risk analysis that council may have provided. I'm just here to urge you. I think the Milwaukee River Greenway Coalition is a group of currently seven nonprofits, and what we would like to do is have support resolutions from each of the government partners that government partners that are party to this, that being the City of Milwaukee, the Village of Shorewood, and the City of Glendale, of which City of Milwaukee and Shorewood unanimously passed support resolutions of the master plan. And so basically, we're just here to support the work of the county parks to provide some linkages between the 11 county parks, I believe it's 11 county parks within 878 acres of greenway. And what we can bring to this effort is financial resources, of which we've already garnered hundreds of thousands of dollars to do improvements to help, again, the beleaguered finances of the county. And also what we would like to do to work cooperatively with the county, respectful of union contracts, but to bring the volunteer labor that could possibly use to, you know, do work with the weed outs that the Friends groups do, and also to do some trail maintenance, again, within the constraints of what the union contracts are. So really, I guess I'd like to send the message that if you want to think of us as simply as possible, we're kind of a Friends group on steroids. I think we bring a little bit more resources, a little bit more oomph, and a lot of community love and involvement for this area. So I urge you to support this resolution.
This, you'll note, was referred to Corp Counsel last time. We have a report back that's been distributed,
mm-hmm.
Authored by Mr. Shopka. Mr. Healy, do you have further additions?
No, I was just making sure that she was aware of the text of the amendment.
Okay, and we do have an amendment. Supervisor Lipscomb?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. First, can I ask for clarification, so what happened with the City of Glendale? And that you said that Milwaukee and Shorewood have passed a support resolution. Did Glendale hear the item?
I'm not sure. I had inquired with Richard Maslowski, city administrator, and he said that it was on target for this spring for either adoption or a support resolution. So I haven't heard the details of exactly when that will be introduced.
Okay. All right. I appreciate that. I'll offer the amendment that's been passed out. If it amends the be it resolved clause as follows, be it resolved, the Milwaukee County Board of Supervisors hereby supports defense strikes adoption and implementation and adds the concepts of the Milwaukee River Greenway Master Plan as developed by the Milwaukee River Greenway Coalition, and then it strikes and in accordance with legislation as adopted by the City of Milwaukee County Council.
Questions on the amendment, Supervisor Rice?
No, Mr. Chairman, not on the amendment, on the resolution.
On the resolution? Please.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for the presentation this morning, and I had a chance to attend one of the community sessions that you've presided over, and appreciate that information that I received there. And I know one of the questions that came up there that you may have received from other, you know, community representatives has to do with the impact an interplay of the plan on privately owned property. Mm-hmm. And the question of, does this map entail my parcel or this parcel?
Right.
And I know you've got a ready answer for that, so if you could remind us of how the plan might affect non-publicly owned riparian lands.
Well, and I think this comes out of precedent set in other places where you know the word eminent domain gets thrown around and takings and so on and so forth. We have no interest in any arm twisting whatsoever. We want to work cooperatively. Let me give you a couple examples of efforts that are ongoing right now. Right now we're working with MATC, which owns about a mile of riverfront in the city of Milwaukee that then abuts up to Glendale. And we are working with their council, with our pro bono council, to have a nice friendly transfer of an easement so that there would simply be a recreational easement to honor what has been going on for the past several decades. People have been basically trespassing on private property in many areas of the Greenway. So that's one example where MATC is open to, okay, let's make this legal so that we could, do this the right way. In another situation in Milwaukee, there are private property owners around the Keenan Land Preserve and then two private properties who, those two private property owners, they are not interested in having trail through that. So, fine. The plan then is to go up on public property, meet the street grid, go around on the street grid, and then back down to where it is on county land. So, I mean, that's our approach, is to work cooperatively. Again, and if there's a transfer in ownership and a transfer in, a change in somebody wants to have, then maybe you go back and look at those parcels again. So,
thank you.
Please. I would say that I do appreciate the group's efforts to clarify that issue. I know that was a real concern early on, whether that was how certain maps were drawn or how people read them or whatever that perception problem was. So I do really appreciate the effort to clarify that.
Well, and another example is the Glendale Office Park, where clearly there was an initial outreach from a member of the Glendale Office Park to actually have that they thought that might be an additive for the workforce there. Investigated, it turns out not three out of the four are not interested in it. So while, plans say, ultimately, wouldn't it be great to have the trail along the river? If the will isn't there, it's not there. And so the plans are, again, to go out onto the street grid around those properties. So that's how we're operating.
Supervisor Rice.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The next question is more for staff, and I think that the memorandum that was distributed along with this item was helpful in clarifying the issue, and I think the amendment is important that we express support without committing ourselves to financial obligations in particular. As the memo indicates, there are some elements of the plan that would potentially envision participation by the county in implementation of certain projects and programs within the Greenway. And I also wanted to clarify that your characterization was a good one in terms of your organization being a friends group on steroids, but I think that the memo also points out that we want to treat all friends groups sort of on an even playing field, mm-hmm. and that we ought not elevate any one group as having the highest priority, or that we will automatically grant funding to this particular group over the others. And I would ask staff if they have any other further comments about whether the adoption of the proposed resolution as amended affects our financial obligations or sets any dangerous precedents with respect to our relationship with the friends groups.
I can answer that. I talked about this with the Parks Department as well. We do not feel it will not commit us financially, but it does offer a level playing field to all the friends groups and the realities with the system wide that we have.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
We have a motion to approve by Supervisor Lipscomb. Are there further questions?
No, sir.
Hearing none on the amendment, please call the roll.
Sanfilippo?
Aye.
Dmitrievich?
Aye.
Rice?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
5 ayes, 0 noes on the amendment.
And on the item as amended.
Right.
Are there further questions, further discussion? Supervisor Sanfilippo.
Just one point that that I'd like to make, and I'm going to guardedly, or I should say cautiously, vote in favor of the resolution, but it's been my experiences that sometimes things start off with good meaning and good consequences, but can change in the end. In years from now, as new ownership takes place over some of the private property or people want to change or do something, I'm hoping that this isn't somehow going to infringe on private property owners' rights. Because, you know, we can see that happen where you know, we're being told right now, and they have been working very well with people by working with those who are interested in having a trail, for example, and those aren't. I mean, that's good. But I hope the rights and the wishes will transfer on to future property owners, not just those that are current property owners. And that, because if somebody buys a piece of property, I feel that, you know, within reason, unless they're completely disturbing their neighbors, they should be allowed to do what they want to do on their own property. And I don't want to see occupancy permits or things like that, or building permits held up to try to force them to do something that, you know, they wouldn't otherwise want to do or that somebody else wants. So thank you for the time, Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Lipscomb?
I move approval as amended.
We have a motion to approve as amended. Is there further discussion? Hearing none, please call the roll.
Sanfilippo?
Aye.
Dmitrievich?
Aye.
Rice?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
5 ayes, 0 noes. This item is approved as amended.
Thank you. Item number 6, please.